Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 8th. In a follow-up to a story we reported yesterday, schools in Olathe will be open on their regular schedule today, February 8th. Schools in Olathe were closed yesterday after Montrose County Sheriff's Office and Montrose County School District officials determined there was a viable threat. According to a press release, on the evening of February 6th, officials received a safe to tell report about a credible threat to an Olathe school made by a student. After reviewing the student's social media, a viable threat was declared and Olathe schools were closed. Montrose sheriffs made contact with the student and the student's family. A search of their residence produced no weapons or ammunition. Following an investigation, the juvenile was taken into custody and charged with felony menacing and interfering with faculty, staff, and students at an educational institution. The juvenile is being transferred to the Grand Mesa Youth Services Center. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office and Olathe Police Department will have an increased law enforcement presence at Olathe schools. Once again, the schools in Olathe will be open today, Friday, February 8th, on their regular schedules. Colorado spends more than $300 million on Medicaid to treat the effects of tobacco use each year. And just last month, the American Lung Association gave the state a failing grade for its low tax rate on cigarettes. Those statistics have prompted a bill at the state capitol that could make it harder to buy cigarettes. For Capitol coverage, KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Last year, the town of Avon got almost no resistance from its 6,500 residents when it asked them to approve a $3 tax on a pack of cigarettes.
That tax passed at 74.46%.
Scott Prince is on the town council.
There was zero campaigning done on behalf of that tax measure. It really speaks volumes for the residents and how much people see the impacts of tobacco and nicotine products.
But the moment the tax passed, Avon also gave up its right to collect a $43,000 check from the state each year. It's the town's share of a state sales tax on cigarettes that is only given to communities that don't have their own taxes on the products. That's why Democratic State Representative Carrie Tipper is sponsoring a bill to do away with the penalties for municipalities choosing to tax or regulate cigarettes.
It has a silencing effect, and as we have cities and constituents concerned about e-vaping, what you see is that local governments are treating supplement products differently. They will not license or tax cigarettes for fear of losing the share back, but they will license and ask their voters to tax other tobacco products. So we have this patchwork created out of a system that favors the tobacco industry and elevates cigarettes in this privileged category.
Tipper's proposal would let counties pursue taxes and regulations for the first time. Prince thinks that would be especially beneficial for Avon. Not only would it lead to more tax revenue, Eagle County could also pass sales restrictions on cigarettes.
Our three county commissioners all supported what Avon did.
I do think allowing counties to implement the same rules would bring that consistency that we're looking for.
Erica Sparhawk is a trustee for the town of Carbondale on the Western Slope. They recently raised the purchasing age for tobacco products from 18 to 21. But without the bill, she says they can't fine or penalize businesses that violate the new rules.
If we were to implement licensing, which this bill would allow, that would give us one more kind of reprimand on entities that fail compliance when we do compliance checks.
But the change would be costly for business owners. Lawmakers estimate a licensing fee could range from $250 to $500. That concerns Brian Reed, who owns Edwards Pipe and Tobacco Shop in Englewood.
It's death by a thousand paper cuts. I mean, $500 doesn't seem like a bunch of money, but it just starts there, and then it continually goes up. And that's my response, is that we have a lot of taxes already that didn't even exist 100 years ago.
Several other tobacco retailers testified against the bill at a hearing last week. They said they'd rather see the state have a uniform set of regulations. The bill was also criticized by Republicans on the Health and Insurance Committee, including Colin Larson of Littleton.
I think we need a statewide licensure scheme. I think we need a statewide tobacco age of purchase increase.
Carrie Tipper acknowledged the concerns about her bill, but said something needs to be done right now.
There are two proven policies that not only reduce youth tobacco use, but also support adult cessation efforts. Those two policies are essentially increasing unit prices on tobacco products and requiring or licensing and regulating the sale of those tobacco products.
And while it generated discussion about a teen vaping epidemic in Colorado, Tipper's bill won't change regulations on those products. Cities and counties already have the authority to tax them without fearing any penalty from the state. The bill passed on a party line vote. It also passed the Democratic-controlled House. It now heads to the Senate for debate. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
Former Colorado State Representative Andrew Romanoff is entering the already crowded race to unseat Republican Senator Cory Gardner. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Romanoff served four terms in the State House, including two as Speaker. Most recently, he served as President and CEO of Mental Health Colorado, an advocacy organization focusing on mental health and substance use issues. Previously, Romanoff ran unsuccessfully for Congress in a 2010 Senate race and a 2014 congressional race. On his website, Romanoff cites climate change, health care, and immigration reform as among his main issues. The announcement comes almost a week after former Democratic State Senator Mike Johnston announced his candidacy for the seat. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Colorado lawmakers are one step closer to adding autism to the list of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
The House of Representatives voted unanimously to advance the legislation this week, but it took an amendment to get all the lawmakers on board. The medical marijuana prescriptions would have to be approved by a child's primary care doctor, mental health professional, or a doctor with expertise in diagnosing autism spectrum disorders. The previous proposal was less restrictive about who could write the prescription. Parents were emotional when they testified for the bill at a hearing last month. They say the other medicines they've given their children for autism have bad side effects. But some doctors are against the change, saying marijuana can have harmful effects on a child's developing brain. The bill now heads to the Senate for debate. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.